B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
New Mass COVID vaccination site opening today. UMass Amherst students returning to class and fall 2 high school sports are back. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Leave it to this Kardashian sister to announce a possible engagement one day after Kim files for divorce. And what was the final straw that caused Kim to pull the plug?
Leroy has your sports.
Yeah, I know Cam's Newton's season wasn't great, but the disrespect he's getting now is just out of control.
But first, a new mass vaccination site at the Natick Mall is scheduled to open today. The site will begin administering 500 doses a day and then increase to more than 3,000 daily doses. People have been able to book appointments since last Thursday. The Natick site is now the fifth mass vaccination site to open in Massachusetts, along with Gillette Stadium, Fenway Park, the Eastfield Mall in Springfield, and the Doubletree in Danvers. Another site is scheduled to open on Wednesday in Dartmouth inside the former Circuit City. UMass Amherst planning to return to in-person classes today after a surge in COVID-19 cases led the school to pause on-campus classes for 2 weeks. The school's risk level has now gone from high to elevated. To attend classes, students will have to agree to be tested twice a week, and unauthorized gatherings of any size are barred after small gatherings without masks or social distancing were a significant cause of the recent surge. And starting today, Fall 2 sports in Massachusetts are officially eligible to start practicing. Some of the sports allowed to play: football, field hockey, soccer, cheerleading, cross country, indoor track, and more. All teams have to comply with COVID restrictions, and masks need to be worn at all times. The season will be shortened, lasting from today through April 25th. All right, is Melissa with the juice?
Dr. Dre may have caught a break in his billion-dollar divorce case. I told you guys last week how his soon-to-be ex-wife, Nicole, had asked for his side chicks to testify in court to prove they've been benefiting financially off of she and Dre's money. Well, a judge ruled that singer Jillian Spear, entrepreneur Keely Anderson, and the queen of Latin hip-hop, Crystal Rogers, did not have to take the stand after all. A private judge will now weigh all evidence to determine whether or not a prenup that Dre says was in place will be valid, since he allegedly tore it up as a way to prove his love for Nicole. Their case will continue this week in L.A.
I love this relationship. He hated me. He always cheated on me. He never loved me, except for that one time that he ripped up the prenup. That was true love.
After months of speculation, Kim Kardashian finally pulled the plug on her marriage to Kanye West after 6 years and 4 kids. Sources say that it's a very amicable split. Kim's asking for joint legal and physical custody of their 4 kids. Sources with direct knowledge say that Kanye is fine with the joint custody arrangement and that both Kim and Kanye are committed to co-parenting together. Now, there is a prenup, and neither of them are contesting it. And what was the final straw for their marriage? According to a source, it was Kanye's failed bid for the presidency last year. Word is Kanye has constantly been questioning his actions and thinks ultimately if he hadn't run, he would have been able to save his marriage.
Yo, she just wants to be the first lady, you know? It didn't work out, so she's like, I'm going to get myself a new man. Coming up next, Joe Biden and Kim Kardashian.
Oh, affair. God. And just a day after the world found out of Kim and Kanye's divorce, we found out another Kardashian sister may be getting married. Khloe posted a picture on Instagram. It was of like her torso, upper thighs, and her ass wearing a thong. But believe it or not, it was actually an ad to promote her Good American line of boots. But what everyone's talking about is the huge rock that she's wearing on the ring finger of her left hand, which a lot of people think is an announcement of her engagement to Tristan. Tristan even had fun with it. He commented, wow, that grass is cut to perfection, because the grass is in the background of the picture. Now, I just saw Page Six literally in the last 20 minutes posted that it's not an engagement ring, because supposedly this is also a ring that she had wore once back when she was in Boston. And people were asking about it then, saying it was speculation. And she admitted that it was a ring not from him. But I don't know if I believe, because why? You know, people are going to ask questions. Why are you wearing it on that finger specifically?
That's even worse.
It's a huge diamond.
That's an even worse one-upping move. No, I'm not engaged. Why would you ask? Just because I have this huge engagement-looking ring on my engagement finger.
Right. I don't know. I mean, they've been talking about getting back together and saying they want to give True a baby sibling and all that, but no official announcement.
Oh,
we'll see
if
it was...
True could have a baby sibling without them getting back together.
Oh, here we go.
I'm sure Tristan will get someone pregnant soon.
Here's Leroy with sports.
Naomi Osaka won the women's title at the Australian Open.
By the way, did you hear that Cordae say he didn't know that she was a tennis star when they got together?
I heard about, yeah.
How did they meet?
I don't know. I don't know how they met. I'm glad they did meet because I like them together.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I heard about that. It happens. It happens. Not everybody knows who a celebrity is.
They just ran into each other somewhere? Naomi Osaka and her massive entourage and Cordae.
Yeah,
their
circles,
entourage.
They probably cross paths. I believe it. Why not?
I don't believe it.
The Celtics were very, very pathetic yesterday. They were up 24 points on the New Orleans Pelicans. They took their foot off the gas. Lost in overtime, 120 to 115.
Spell garbage.
Yes, spell it. The NHL on Lake Tahoe was kind of a mess. The ice kept melting because the sun was shining. I mean, that's easy science. It was so bad that Saturday's Vegas-Colorado game got delayed for 8 hours. The Bruins and Flyers went on to play, and the Bruins beat the Flyers 7-3. And we got to do better with these kids, raising these kids. It's a mess out there. Pats quarterback Cam Newton was at a youth 7-on-7 football regional event. He's on the sidelines, you know, helping out the kids, you know, love the kids and giving them advice. And one kid wasn't having it. The kid told Cam that he's poor since he's about to become a free agent. Cam came back and responded with, "I'm rich." And, I mean, it was just a mess.
You asked him, you're a free agent. You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent. You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, grown man argue. Grown man argue with a kid. But more importantly, that kid was so disrespectful. Come on, folks. We got to do better than that. Where are his parents or his guardians? Need to talk to him. Anyways, there are no games tonight, but I would like to give a quick shout out to JD Martinez of the Sox for showing up to spring training wearing a drunk Tom Brady shirt. It looks fabulous. And that's your sports.
All right. Today's good news. Chelsea Timmons is a grocery delivery driver in Austin, Texas. And with the recent storm, slick road conditions, she got stuck in a customer's driveway while making her last delivery of the day. Her car actually slid into Nina and Doug's garden. Now, the couple tried to get her out. AAA already inundated with calls, so they invited her to stay with them. They said that they have daughters and would hope that if they were ever in a situation like this, that someone would help them as well. Well, while they were having dinner, they learned that Chelsea wanted to open a bakery someday, and she volunteered to make them a gluten-free coconut cake. She ended up staying with them for 5 days after finding out she had no water or power in her own apartment. And now Nina, Doug, and the family dog consider Chelsea family. If you're looking for some more good news in your life, go to hot969boston.com/good. Subscribe to my It's All Good newsletter. The first issue comes out on Sunday.
That's my favorite newsletter. I haven't even read it yet.
It's amazing.
Pebbles, I think I was your first subscriber, by the way.
Were you really?
I swear to God.
Why do you think that?
Because the second you sent it out, I was like, I'm subscribing to this because I want some good news weekly.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That's your good news. This report made hot by the Museum of Fine Arts. Don't miss Writing the Future, Basquiat and the Hip Hop Generation. On view now. Visit MFA.org today.
Yes, I like supporting my teammates, and that's why I signed up for the good news newsletter. Melissa, that's why I'm asking
it's
you.
It's all good.
It's all good. Close enough. Had yes. good in it. And that's why, Melissa, I'm asking you, how'd your cheerleading competition go this weekend?
Okay, can we move on, please?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.